This is Jim Norton, and unfortunately for you, you're listening to the You Know What, Dude podcast.
You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude
on the Glory Hole Radio Network, gloryholeradio.com.
You know what?
All right. Hey, what's up? This is Robert Kelly, and this is another episode of You Know What, Dude podcast. I'm actually getting pretty good at that, even though it's supposed to be my voice. Joe does the best one.
Dude, you know what, dude?
Actually, Billy does a good one.
Yeah, I know. Mine's becoming just an impression of Billy's impression.
Yeah, we're here with Joe DeRosa, as pretty much always, I guess.
A lot of the time.
I mean, a lot of the time.
A little too much.
It's gonna. I'm gonna have to change that photo soon. Me on the couch with headphones. It's gonna be Joe, right next to my fucking face. Going, yeah. And Joe, I have to make your photo a little smaller, just in case you don't show up on a Monday.
Why would I not? Why would you even say that?
What?
Why would you even put that into people's heads that I would be capable of not showing up?
I don't want people to like you, but they do. That's not the problem. Everybody fucking loves you on this thing. They love me and you together. It's this fucking... That's why fucking Bill just... Bill Dawes is here, too.
Third wheel.
I gotta tell you, Bill, can I permission to speak freely?
Yeah, go ahead. It's going to be a gay comment.
It's not. People don't like you on the podcast, Bill.
Really? I like that. That's good, right?
They
I love that.
I don't know what it was.
Why don't they care about me?
I don't know if it's Joe set the bar too high or
set a high bar.
You know, his dysfunction. Maybe you're too normal.
No, I'm dysfunctional.
You are, but...
They didn't even like the cheating story?
Yeah, but see, that's a cheating story, but it was...
I look like a douche.
It was a great story, but Joe's a creep. Joe's just... I think the people who listen to my podcast can relate to him way more than they can relate to you. You know fucking jiu-jitsu. You do Broadway. You're in shape. You're a good-looking guy. They probably Googled you and went, ugh. You know?
Well, even Bill's cheating story... He's still awesome in the story.
Yeah.
He's like, I was on Broadway doing a show. I meet a woman on a television program who wants to have sex with me.
Don't forget she's a multimillionaire.
Yeah. My girlfriend is angry, but she didn't dump me.
I rollerblade down to her fucking condo high rise down in fucking Chelsea.
Yeah. Where she showed me her time traveling capsules that she's working on and let me experience the phenomenon before anybody else in the world.
Yeah, Joe's cheat stories are usually him getting cheated on and then him eating a fucking 10-piece of bucket of KFC shirtless on the couch. Much more compelling to this audience.
Yeah, there you go. Audience. You sound like coffee talk.
We had... Jesus Christ. We went to gloryholeradio.com. The podcast is new on gloryholeradio.com with a bunch of other great podcasts. Why You Suck in Bed, The Jersey Jerks, Jim Florentine's Glory Hole, and Mad Scientist Hour or something like that. I can't even remember that fucking name. It's actually a pretty good podcast. It's this nerd and this other dude, and they're just fucking dweebing out. And I actually love that shit.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. You should check it out. I forget the fucking name of it. My Mad Scientist Party Hour, I think it's called. It's actually pretty... All the podcasts on Glory Hole are actually good. Why You Suck in Bed is two chicks. You don't know what they look like. There's no photos on the internet, but they're supposedly smoking hot.
They gotta be ugly if there are no photos on the internet.
No, I fucking asked, dude. They're smoking hot, and you can't see them, and they just talk dirty dick
that's
sucking.
Smart. Now that's smart that if they are hot, that's smart that they don't put their pictures up, because then they don't have the fucking creeps finding them. And
but how can they find them just with a picture? Because I find like on Twitter, all these semi funny girls have really hot photos, and then they get like 10 million followers just because they say.
Well, that's why it's smart, is that they're not basing it on their fucking looks. They're basing it on their podcast, and they're fucking... It's very creepy.
I mean, they talk about dirty shit?
Oh, they talk about disgusting dirty shit. Sucking dick and fucking... And so it's actually very interesting. You got the Jersey Jerks, too. You know them.
Yeah.
They're fucking great guys, those fucking lunatics. just fucking Jersey douchebags. in a basement somewhere with some one of their chicks is there.
Oh, dude, the night I called in, this is true. We had to call in to promote one of the screenings for our film, and I called in before Bobby, so he wasn't on, and I didn't know. And I swear to God, I heard the girl go, "Hey, Joe," and I go, "Oh, Bobby's on. What's up, dude?" And they go, "That's not Bobby. That's girl host."
And you might take that as an insult to me, but it's actually an insult to her because she sounds like she smokes like fucking 90 packs of cigarettes a day. "Hey, Joe, how are you, dude?" But and then the other one is Glory Hole, which is the mothership. I don't know, the guy who found it, Rob, good guy. It's him and two twinks and a black dude in a room. Just two hot little young boys. And him, he looks like fucking David Cassidy's dad.
Do they talk about glory holes?
No. That's the name of the show. And then that's the first podcast. And so whatever. Jim Florentine's on. The Jim Florentine's podcast is hilarious too. If you haven't heard it yet, go to gloryholeradio.com and subscribe to it on iTunes and all that shit. That's one thing I want to say too. If you're listening to this on Glory Hole, make sure you subscribe to it on iTunes too. Get it on fucking iTunes. Subscribe. Because I want to be in the top 10. Right, Joe?
Yeah.
What's the highest you've gotten so far?
31.
You're up to 31?
No, this week we were on 30. We went up to 31. We almost broke the top 20 where you get in that view, the first view. You don't have to click on the other view.
Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah, you're up to 31?
We got almost 10,000 downloads this week.
Wow.
Oh, it's got to be over now. That was a few days ago. So
now that I'm on the show, it's going to be nothing, right?
Oh, yeah. This is definitely a throwaway show. This is a fucking, hey, we're going on vacation.
This is like when the band when a band puts out an EP between the albums.
Yeah, this is Joe's in rare form today. I fucking love it. And this... but anyways, so subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you tell fucking everybody about it. And there you go. We're on the new network, gloryholenetwork.com. Yeah, we were all hanging out last night. But first of all, let's just get back to you. I don't know what it is. I love you, Bill. Bill's a good looking guy.
Thanks.
I think you need to be.
I love Dawes.
I think you need to be a little more honest.
Honest about what? I'll be honest. I'll be completely honest about anything right now.
What a hunk of shit you really are.
I'm kind of a hunk of shit.
This is what a hunk of shit he is. I went to see his play on Broadway, Lombardi. Unfucking believable. You were great in it. This was a legitimate, unbelievable cast. I think it was, what, 5-person cast, right?
Six people.
Very sparse set, not too much stuff. It was all acting. And it was great. I loved it. But you would come out in your little tight football pants and a wife beater. And he's pretty shredded. He's a good guy. And they gave him a wig, too. And the wig was just basically his same haircut, which I didn't get.
With locks.
Oh, was it locks?
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you'd see him shake out his tricep. You know what I mean?
I know. I saw it. I didn't notice he did that until you pointed it out. And then I was like, he did do that.
Yeah, he's just shaking out his muscles. And
once you told me that, ruined it for me. I always had that tricep shaking moment. I couldn't, every time, this is stupid.
But it made sense anymore. In the part, like, because you're, like, in the locker room.
And he's getting older. I mean, here's the thing that people can hate me. I'm older than you guys. You know, well, maybe not.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
You're not older than me. How old are you?
33.
You're 33? Jesus.
How old do you think I was?
I hope you stay this look forever. I hope it doesn't get worse.
Do I look older? I'm starting to think I look old. I'm starting to get that. People go, you're 33?
Yeah, I get you're 40? Holy shit, you look younger. I don't look 40. I have beautiful skin.
Yeah.
No thanks to my wife. Not one fucking facial. Once a year I get a facial. Don't give me the finger. She's over there. My wife is always in the... I've listened to my podcast. She's always in the background. Just let her fucking sit in on one.
I thought she was cross-stitching. She was playing with her iPhone. I thought she was cross-stitching. I was like, man.
What is cross-stitching?
What is that?
When you never saw women do cross-stitching?
No.
Where they have the thing on
I don't know what it's called, Joe.
They stitch it. My mom used to do it when I was a kid. That's why I know what it is.
Yeah, well, we know what you did with her. Joe, come here. Sit on mommy's lap. Mommy, look, I made a sock.
I think I did do one once. You make little pictures, and then you stitch pictures.
You made one?
I think I did, yeah.
Come on.
Like a cat or something.
Dude, you remember everything from your childhood. You don't remember this specifically?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Oh, God. You're like Casey Anthony's father on the stand. Either you know or you don't know.
I'm pretty sure I did a cross stitch once. I don't know. It's like saying I'm pretty sure I colored a picture of a fish one. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I did.
No, it's not. It's fucking, dude, I know when I colored some shit, that's random. Maybe you didn't do that. Every kid colored. I don't know anybody who cross-stitched.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this. I had a Cabbage Patch doll.
Who were you, Amish?
I had a Cabbage Patch kid.
Which one?
It was a brown-haired one. It kind of looked like me. It had brown curly hair. And
all the Cabbage Patch dolls look like you.
Yeah.
Was it a boy or a girl?
It was a boy. I can't remember his name. God, I wish I could remember his name right now. It had a really dumb... They all had like those ridiculous names. But I got it for Christmas, and I remember my grandfather teased me all Christmas morning. Did you get your doll? You get your little doll? He kept making fun of me about it. And I was I was like seven. Yeah. So there's that. I definitely remember that. So I think cross-stitching was not far out of the wheelhouse at that point.
Only child, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is, right there.
There was a lot to figure out back then.
You're just lucky you came out of that liking chicks. There's an ashtray right in front of you, and you.
Well, he had it over there. He had it over there. It's
over
fine.
Where?
Your allergies are acting up. I didn't want to put it in front of your face.
We're at a kitchen table. We're not in a fucking studio. What do you mean over there? Reach over there with your long, thin arms and latch onto it with your fucking ET fingers and grab it.
I liked using the cap.
All right.
He's a Snapple cap. He's a Snapple cap.
So yeah, Bill, I think that, I don't know, man. People are like, they love, I don't think it's more that they don't like you. They love fucking.
To hate me.
Me and Joe, I don't know, we got a little thing.
We have a thing. I feel like I'm kind of butting in here, and that's all right.
You're not butting in. We want you on the podcast because we want people to like you.
No, I don't mind if they hate me as long as it gets you more viewers.
Viewers? Well, that's probably why they hate
listeners.
You.
You know what I realized, too?
Fucking egotistical cunt.
About the podcast?
Yeah.
Not that we don't get along in real life. We get along very well. We're close friends. But we get along our best on the podcast.
Yeah, because...
We never argue. We're right on the same page the whole time. There's never any... It never gets to that point. Well, I mean, you know, so far at least.
Yeah, we've only done fucking six.
You've never had a chance, you fucking douche. You've never had an axe to grind with each other at all. Never about
anything.
On
the podcast, we disagree, we argue, but not like we argue. I mean, in real life, me and Joe go at it. But you got to understand, though, the times we go at it. Look, there's random times, but in the last year, we've spent so much time together. It's not like we're just friends where we see each other to have a good time. We're on the phone. I mean, even the last month, hours, three, four, 5 hours a day.
Right.
At working on something that we can't talk about. Fuck me. Just hate it.
But you can talk about your film, right?
We can talk about the film. We can talk about the book. We can talk about Montreal.
When we were working on the film, there were plenty of fights during that process.
Oh, come on. There's got to be a story there.
There's no story. It's just, dude, it's so much time. It's tense, man. It's pressure.
Oh, yeah.
It's pressure. It's a
like
lot
that
of pressure.
Bill took over the
I'm trying to start a
of the
fight.
Podcast.
I'm trying to start
because
a fight
he
right now.
Thinks that's his only way in.
Right.
All right, they don't want to listen to me. I'll just ask questions.
Yeah, provocative questions.
So you're an only child, Joe, huh? Tell me about that.
Do you have, Bill, do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have two older brothers. They're both...
Really? Real, it's right here. Hit the talk.
They're
talk?
Both. That's
sorry.
That's a listener saying, "Get that guy off."
Yeah, sorry.
They're both
that's,
doctors.
That's how real. Hang on, that's how real this podcast is, man. We don't mess around. We don't have a studio.
Stuff like that never bothers me when I hear it on something. Like when stuff like that happens, it makes me shocked that. Radio and wasn't always like that. Like, it's like, why do they always feel like they had to cut all that shit out of it? It's like, who cares?
Yeah, no one cares.
Who cares if there's somebody talking in the room in the background and you deal with it and then they leave? It never bothered. I think Stern was the first guy to break that, right? Was he the first guy to just be like, have people just walk into the room and start talking in the middle of something? And
yeah.
Or was Imus the first guy that did that?
I don't know. I mean, the complaints we get on this fucking thing, I mean, it's so fucking crazy. And it's so funny that the people that love it just love it and don't comment. You know what I mean? Some of them do, but the ones that comment, the ones that have an extra grind, as you would say, it's always the one, you know, dude, the podcast is great, but you fucking tell Joe to stop breathing into the microphone.
I know. I think I've been doing that a lot. Can you hear me breathing?
Well, it's your fucking shitty fucking sinus connection you have. That little baby nose for that huge head doesn't fit. Fucking Mr. Potato Head. But they get mad at me too because I smoke and drink. You know, they hate hearing me smoke. It's like, you know what? Dude. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's, I don't understand. Like, I never got why people would say, don't chew near the mic. Who gives a shit? It's well, like, it's just yeah. like when you're hanging out, people are talking and eating and stuff. It doesn't, it's the same thing.
You know
thing.
What, though? On a studio mic, those mics are so high-end and sensitive that you can hear it really good
yeah.
when you're listening to it. So it does sound, it's like someone sucking on a candy. I fucking hate that. That.
Oh, that Jerry Lewis lozenge thing?
Yeah, the lozenge. I fucking hate
I remember
that.
How it started when I was a kid. I remember he would burp, and I would be like, oh my God, I can't believe he just burped on air. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
That's, I love that. And Russ Meneve is the only comic I've ever seen. Meneve will burp just in the middle of a joke. He'll just
and
be talking.
And people probably laugh.
Just, sorry, guys. And I'll just keep talking. It's
and
so
people love it, right?
Fucking funny, yeah.
Yeah, well, Joe's burps are the worst.
Yeah, they get mad at me about the
burps. Well, because we're on Skype, and it's just, I mean, can you muster one up?
I can't. If it comes later, it will. I don't really have any food in my stomach right now, so I can't.
His burps, it sounds like he's puking and burping and farting.
We used to record them in college.
Yeah, your burps are disgusting. And
were they like long and like...
They shoot out. He opens his mouth and they shoot out from the back of that little flap thing. What is that called?
The uvula?
The uvula. And you can hear it just smacking.
Oh, nasty.
We should do this sometime. We used to do this when I was in college. We used to laugh our balls off. We would record it. I would chug two warm sodas as fast as I could, and we called it puke burps, and I would just burp as hard and loud as I could and get as much fluid in as I could, and it always sounded like I was going to puke, and we would just record it and listen to it and laugh really fucking hard. We should record that once as
you know,
a segment.
Dude, I hate college. I never liked college, but after talking to Joe, and I kind of want to go back.
I know. Where do you go to college? That sounds fun.
I went to Kutztown University, which was it was a state school in Pennsylvania in a town called Kutztown. And it was, excuse me, Kutztown was in the almost Amish country, but like it was the Mennonite community, basically. So
near Lancaster?
It was about an hour and a half from Lancaster, right near Bethlehem and all those areas. So it was like... What it was for miles surrounding Kutztown, it was farmland and fields, yeah. Beautiful country. And then you'd drive through all that for an hour, you know, and then you'd get to like this little nucleus, which was Kutztown, and it was this college town. The town itself was probably 2 square miles or something. It was tiny. Wow. And the college basically ran the town. You know, there were locals, but it was mostly college kids. So everything in the town sort of catered towards the college kids.
Yeah.
The saying was, everybody would always say, if you weren't an alcoholic when you got to Kutztown, you'd be one when you left, because all there was to
That's
do
all was to do,
drink
right?
and get stoned. Actually, Kutztown made the top 10 Letterman list one year for best places to be on Halloween.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was just this party school. It was like 11,000 kids, which is a perfect size for a school. Big enough to be anonymous, but small enough that you can know people.
Yeah.
And know a lot of people, and it was just the fucking best time, man. You know, you're just in college. We made up this drink. They had the Old Crow whiskey. It was $7 for a bottle of it, and that's all we could afford. So we'd buy that and $1, 2 liters of Pepsi, and we made this drink. We just called it the Boiling Oil, and it was Old Crow and Pepsi. It tasted like shit, but you know, we would just do shit like that. We'd drink that in the fucking apartment and blare AC/DC and get stoned and act like fucking idiots, like just children. It was literally like just letting children drink.
And so everyone was just fucking
great
everyone,
time.
Right? It was one of those schools where it was like basically a giant orgy too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there was a lot of hooking up and stuff like that. And I remember my friends that lived in the building with me, they panty raided every party we went
they got
to.
Panty raids. It was like the 60s.
Every party we went to during the semester, they'd panty raid the girls' rooms. And
that's so
funny. And they had all these fucking panties, and we had this thing called the panty luau at the end of the semester. We just brought a keg out into the balcony of our shitty apartment building that we lived in, and we hung all the panties up and invited all the girls from all the places, and they thought it was funny. They were like, "That's those are my panties."
That's so funny. And that's why they like Joe. What do you got?
Well, I went to Princeton University.
Did you really?
Yeah. You went to Princeton?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, maybe this will make people like me. I went to Princeton, and I was an aerospace engineer, and I'm a fucking loser, unemployed actor comic.
Whoa,
that's something,
whoa,
right?
Whoa. You are a fucking what?
Loser.
No. What were you in college?
I was an aerospace engineer.
For what? What were you going to do with that?
I was going to be a rocket scientist.
And you stopped that to do acting and comedy?
Well, first of all, I was... Just because I went to Princeton doesn't mean I'm smart, number one.
Yes, it does.
Fucking... Yes, it does.
No.
Yeah, I went to fucking Bunker Hill Community College. That means I'm dumb. No. I went to Kutztown. He was a fucking shade above me.
I'm telling you how... This is how I got... My high school was all black, and I'm totally fucking white trash. So they had like a white trash quota they had to fill. And I was that.
Yeah, but if you went to Princeton and took fucking remedial English and math, I'd be okay. you went and fucking became an astronaut.
Yeah, if you went to Princeton for theater, yeah, I'd be like, all right, yeah, big deal.
Did you become a aerospace engineer?
No.
How many classes away?
No, I got my degree. Yeah.
In what?
In aerospace engineering.
Go fuck yourself, Bill.
What was your GPA?
My GPA was like 3.0.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I don't even know what GPA means.
Princeton and aerospace engineering?
Okay, let me just debunk a
this
myth
here. This is why people don't like
it. God damn it. Let me just debunk. First of all, a lot of morons at Princeton, number one. All
right.
A lot of legacy and fucking 6'4" blonde fuckheads who went to, you know, Deerfield and shit like that. Right. Who are a bunch of morons because their dad and their granddad and all that crap. The road crew and shit like that. So there's a lot of morons, and B, once you get into a school like Princeton, you don't have to do anything. You're in. They don't want to expel anyone.
Can you stop 1 second?
Okay.
Joe just picked up a towel that I jerked off with yesterday.
I
jizzed in that yesterday.
Why would it be on the? No, why would it be on the table?
I picked it up off the floor today and cleaning the table, and I put it right there.
What, to there's set
no
Joe
jizz.
Up?
There's no jizz. I'm looking at it. There's no jizz that, on it.
All right. Do all your right, thing.
Fine. Believe what you want to believe, Joe.
There's nothing on
it. It looks kind of stiff.
That might be that might not be the initial one I used. That the big one. That might be the wipe up, the
residual
third wipe up.
You're disgusting.
I'm disgusting. Why don't you ask for a fucking new paper towel?
Because I didn't want to stop the podcast.
I'm
and go,
kidding. It's not, Joe. It's not. It's just a paper towel. Go ahead.
Is it really?
Now this is the best part. Is now I'm serious. It wasn't my jizz towel, but he's gonna be fucked for the rest of the podcast. This is the place I like him in.
This is
not the initial. Fuck you, dude. Is it really?
Oh,
is
no.
It? No, it's not.
My allergies are getting worse right now.
I'm past it.
All right, you passed it.
Yeah, I was trying to not. I didn't want to stop everything to get a tissue.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry for cutting you off, Jesus.
There's nothing. There's no other. There's
Jesus
no other story.
Christ, Bill. The audacity. The audacity you have to even go, I'm going to go into aerospace engineering. I couldn't even, like, that wouldn't even cross my mind. You have to be a certain level of smart to even
When you were in high school, did you guys know what you wanted to do with your lives?
Yeah, I wanted to bang chicks.
Exactly.
And sleep past 12.
Yeah, so aerospace engineering, logically.
Well, right. Dude, let me tell you something. I went to college for watercolor. Okay? I did watercolor.
You majored in watercolor.
I majored in fine arts, but that's pretty much drawing dicks and tits with charcoal pencils and doing a couple watercolors. Yeah.
Our college experiences were, me and Bobby's, were so different, but almost the same, because it's like we were both just dumb guys.
Yeah.
But I went, I was like the dumb guy that knew he was dumb and was like, fuck it, let's party. Bobby was the dumb guy that was like trying. We're like, you can paint.
No, The only difference between us is that he slept over at his. I actually went back to my shitty apartment by myself.
Oh, it was a commuter school.
Communing is the worst. You got it. That's the thing that, like, when I talk to a lot of people and I go, I'll say it. I'll go, I miss college, man. God, it was the best time. And people go, what are you, nuts? And every time, like, what? You didn't love it? They always commuted. It's like, dude, you missed. Living there was like this whole other. Dude, living in a dorm.
I couldn't have done it.
Why not?
Because I was in fucking juvie jail and rehab. That's the same fucking thing.
It's the same thing, dude.
Living in a square room with some roommate, using the fucking same bathroom, having a certain time you have to be in, or having people fucking telling you, oh, you can't do that. You had those NRs or whatever the fuck
RAs.
They were called. RAs, whatever they are. It's the same shit. I couldn't fucking. By the time I was 16, I was too independent. I was living on my own. I had my own place. For me to go back to being in that environment, it would be like being in juvie jail again or being in rehab.
Well, you didn't have to go in the dorms. You could get an apartment right off campus, and you still lived. That was still living at school.
Plus, I just didn't have.
How
that
did
in
you
me.
Did you get laid in college?
Did I get laid? That what college was? I just hung out in the.
But, in a commuter college?
It was a Bunk Hill Community College. And what it had was, it had these pits. They called them pits, but it was like, you know, lounges. Big, huge lounges with furniture, those fireproof couches and fireproof chairs and a TV. And they had one downstairs with ping pong tables. And then they had the one upstairs and they had the cafeteria. And I would just go hang out in those pits. And I would just scoop chicks all the time. I had so many bitches in college. It was ridiculous. It was fucking awesome. I remember this one blonde girl, smoking hot. Real, like, I would say Boston, remember the early 90s, late 80s,
sure.
that rock and roll, the acid wash jeans, yeah. Where the girls had no pockets on the bum. It was just tight ass.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they'd wear a ruffled fucking leopard tight shirt with their tits hanging out. And, you know,
great style in the 80s.
Yeah, that blonde highlights just blown out.
Yeah.
And I finally picked this chick up. We hooked up. I gave her a ride home, and I'm talking to her on the way home, and she just was dumb. Just a dummy. Just stupid. We get to our apartment. She lives in like a high rise with her mother, a condo, which was weird back then.
Yeah.
To actually have, we had houses, three family houses.
Right.
I didn't know anybody who lived in a fucking condo. What are you, from Vegas?
Right.
I went back to her place. We got naked, and then I... I remember I was went down in a box, and she had a fucking dingleberry.
Oh, that's happened to me before, yeah.
Some type of toilet. I don't know what it was. It was some type of piece of toilet paper in her butt. And it was. And I remember it was like, you know when your dog takes a shit, but he ate some type of yarn, so the shit comes out, and like it's still a little piece just hanging off,
ugh.
Like a fucking berry from a tree.
Ugh.
And I remember it was just hanging on something, and I was like, fucking, I tapped out. I was like, I gotta go. She's like, where are you going? I was like, fucking going to throw up in your elevator is where I'm going. You know, and I know she had to find that later and, pluck it out. And ugh.
Why do you
remember once being at a nightclub with a couple of my buddies, and one of my friends was married. He had just gotten married, so we were getting used to that dynamic of a guy being married.
Right.
And he like comes up to us. His wife's like standing 10 feet away from him, and he comes over and he starts whispering to me and my buddy, and he's like, we were up in the room before we came down to the club, and I told my wife I wanted to go down on her, and I went to go down on her, and she had a piece of toilet paper stuck to her pussy, and it grossed me out, and I told her I didn't want to do this anymore, and she got mad at me, and we came down here, and we were laughing, and he walked away, and my other buddy goes, dude, he had... absolutely no business telling us that story.
She got so mad because he went, I don't want to do this anymore. We meet my pussy? No, the marriage.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to be around you anymore.
I remember dating this girl once, and I was like, yeah, baby, I want to go down on you right now. And I took her pants down, and her pussy that day looked so red. It just looked red.
Riding a horse?
Like somebody was slapping it. You know, just red. And I was like, I just stopped. And I was like, you want to have sex instead? I tried to fucking worm out of it.
Now, I did that once with a girl. I ate her pussy, and I had gum in my mouth. I think I told this story before.
No way.
I had gum, and I put the gum back up in the corner of my mouth on the back molars because I'm a professional. Because, as soon as I'm done eating pussy, I want to chew that gum and get my fucking breath back to human being breath.
Hey, you could just put a new piece of gum in your mouth.
I didn't have any. That's all I had. I bumped it off her. And that's really rude going, yeah, do you have any gum? I just got done eating your fucking Italian hot box after waiting tables for 6 hours.
That rude?
Do you have any gum to get this taste out of my mouth?
If a chick blew me, she could gargle with fucking bleach after it, I would understand. I'd be like, yeah, I get it. You just fucking sucked a cock.
I think it's kind of rude.
All right. I just jumped into your story.
I had a girl actually spit my hot load into a hot cup of coffee I just made her, and it immediately turned into egg.
Oh my God.
But anyways, I digress. So I was eating her box and a piece of toilet paper, a nugget, and it was in my mouth, and it got like back.
Oh, no.
And I panicked. I swallowed the toilet paper and spit the gum out. I went, oh, fuck. She was like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. Nothing. Whatever that was, it's fine. I'm going to shit it out in a couple days, hopefully. But back to you.
Well, hey, well, let me just say this real quick.
Wait a minute. We need to fucking acknowledge this. Do you understand how it's going? What the fuck have you done, Bill?
Not, what have I done? Like, what are we talking about?
I want to know, have you ever fucking seen her slapped pussy? Have you ever eaten some toilet paper?
Yeah.
What have you done?
The worst thing I've ever done.
You shouldn't have to think about it. It should just pop out. I mean, you could do this for 5 hours straight.
Yeah, yeah, just back and forth.
And my wife's right here.
Hey, you tell a story.
Come on, you fucking Princeton grad.
Well, I did get the clap once. Does that count as a story? That's not very interesting.
The clap is boring.
Yeah,
I never had it.
Okay, how about this?
I wouldn't be impressed if you had AIDS. That doesn't impress me.
Tell me.
The clap, by the way?
It's gonorrhea, right?
It's gonorrhea, I think. Yeah.
Now, is that VD?
Yeah, of course it's a VD.
Look, I mean,
is that a VD?
Question is that?
I just don't know. There's so many variations. There's syphilis. What is syphilis? What
Holy
is that?
Christ.
That's all VD.
No, dude, that's going down in the books. That question.
Well, what is syphilis? What is it,
it's
though?
Another form of VD.
So there's syphilis.
There's gonorrhea.
There's gonorrhea.
There's chlamydia.
There's herpes.
Chlamydia, which is the clap, right?
No, gonorrhea is the clap.
Chlamydia is, yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying. There's so many different variations of VD, of venereal disease, that I didn't know what that was. Oh, I get what you're saying. Let's move on. Just popped in. Fuck.
Here's something weird. Now,
it is cancer.
Let me ask you a question for real about this stuff. I was dating this girl.
Hang on. Joe's not done. Go ahead, Joe. I deserve it.
That's it.
Come on, Joe. You got more.
If you get cancer in your foot, is that still cancer?
Is it's that like a disease?
There's so many strands of it, dude.
Yeah. So many strands of disease. Is cancer a disease?
I stink. I really fucking...
I'm a funny motherfucker!
That really was a legendary question, dude.
So this is kind of related, but it's different. What? I was dating this girl. She was really, really good in bed and all that, blah, blah, blah. But one time I went to the bathroom and she had like shredded wheat diarrhea in the toilet. I could never have sex with her again. I no longer could get it up for her. I go, and I went in and I felt like I had to broach the subject. I go, what was that in the toilet? She goes, I don't know, breakfast? And I literally like was like, I'll never get a boner.
I would have fucking married her. I don't know, Brett. No, I really can't stand it. I can't. My wife, thank God, my wife is very... I don't even know she goes.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
It's magic. It's magic in this house.
That's great. And I would have the same courtesy for the woman. Like, I like the matches. I destroy all evidence.
Sorry.
I don't want anybody
to
see that.
I don't have that same courtesy.
Yeah. Women are engineered to deal with our shit. Like, they look at it. They clean up our underwear, the racing stripes. They're okay with it. Right?
So,
just throw them out.
Yeah. She's seen a couple things. Like, even today, I took a shit and I forgot to flush because the water wasn't on.
Well.
And then she said, you know, right before you guys came over, did you flush the toilet? And I ran downstairs.
It is definitely part of that basic, you know, female genetic makeup. Bye, Don. Have a good day. It's part of that basic female genetic makeup. You know, females more naturally are nurturers, you know, versus men being more naturally hunters or whatever.
All so right, it's now like, she's gone. I'll tell you, there's been a couple times where this is the problem, though, is I took my regular toilet seat off of the toilet and I put a bidet seat on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little forward. So you got to really sit back on it to get that plop in the water.
I don't want
to
hear this.
So one time I found, I came home. And there was a fucking, just one little fucking nugget. Oops. What's up, baby? So, yeah, I mean, you know, space is great.
You're talking about the Denver Nuggets?
Yeah, the Denver Nuggets.
Good team. Strong team this year.
Strong team.
Yeah, I can't believe they lost Carmelo.
Yeah, but they won the fucking whole thing. That's great. Oh, that was Dallas. That was Dallas.
Oh, I didn't even.
Just get out of here, you fucking trail leaver. I almost fucking lost my shit. I was like, listen, I have rules. Even when I take a shit, she likes to come in. She likes to grab something once in a while. Like, I need this. I got to go to work.
While you're shitting?
She can come in during. You can't come in at the beginning. You can't come in at the end. You can never see me pushing it out, and you can never see me wiping it up, because that's too much.
Yeah.
You can come in when I'm just sitting there on my iPad fucking checking out TMZ, but you cannot, you know, when I'm just sitting there, you can't come in at the beginning or the end. And I'll never go in.
How is she going to know if it's the beginning or the end?
I'll never see her. How is she going to know? Because she knocks. She doesn't just come in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've ever... Oh, yeah, I did. This girl I was dating once, and it ended poorly. And we do not care for one another anymore. But I left her at my house, my apartment one day. I went over to do O&A in the morning, and she had stayed over the night before. So I said, you know, sit tight. I'll go do the radio. I'll come back. I'll take you out to lunch. And when I came back, I went into the bathroom, and I could smell that she took a dump.
Oh, no.
And... All right. I couldn't tell if you were shitting or puking at the beginning. Little sound bite. So I went, I could smell that she took a dump, and I like remembered it. I filed it away, and I was like, let her say the wrong thing to me in front of a bunch of people, and I'm going to fucking launch that out in front of everybody. I swear to God I will. Because I am such an immature piece of shit. I'm so spiteful with shit like that. Yeah, that's why you took a shit in my apartment that day and it reeked, you fucking animal.
But I have issues.
Oh, I can't wait. I wish she would.
I have issues because if a girl like farts in front of me, I'm like, too bad this relationship won't work.
Really? That bugged you?
Oh, yeah.
I never had a girl fart in front of me.
My wife never farted in front of me, but I was sleeping one night. And I guess she was, you know, holding it. And then when you go to sleep, I just heard... And I was like fucking giggling my ass off. It was fucking hilarious. It sounded like a little fucking person was trying to get out of her asshole. It was just awful. I was farting last week. I woke up, she was just giggling because I don't know what. I didn't shower that day. So my ass was a little, I took a bunch of shits. I was a little gassy. My ass was just playing a fucking bugle. Like this crazy, and I woke concerto. Up and I heard the last little like that, and she was giggling. I'm like, oh, what? And she's like, you've been farting like a bugle for like 10 minutes. She was just sitting there cracking up.
Have you ever farted during orgasm? It happened to me a couple weeks ago.
You farted while you were coming?
I was like, yeah, yeah.
That's fucking great.
It is. My buddy John in college, I won't say his last name. I got to get his permission if I can start using his full name because he's one of the funniest fucking guys I've ever known. He liked this girl that lived in the dorm with us so much, man. He was after this chick for months, dude. He finally cracked her and spent the night with her. And he said the next morning, in the morning, he fucking cranked one by accident. He forgot she was there and then realized she was there. And he said he immediately started making fart noises on his arm going, hey, that's fun to do this, huh? Like trying to make like he was. I was like, you're a fucking idiot. That's so funny, man.
What, you farted last week during sex?
Yeah.
So you came.
I think it totally ruined
when you come. When you come, do you make sounds? Do you just hold it all in?
No, I make sounds. I mean,
just do a little what you would come, how you came. Reenact it. You're an actor.
I don't know.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm gonna.
Like
a little wet. A little wetness in
really?
It. And because it's still early, it's like cute to her that I fart.
Right. Did she laugh?
Well, not at the time, right. But then afterwards.
Was she blowing you or were you banging her?
She was on top of me, yeah.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
And,
was
and so, I, you know, so I was like, well, that one doesn't count. But I kind
of
feel like, it's cute in the beginning of a relationship when you're a guy and you fart, oh, that's cute. But then a year from now, you're like, if you fucking fart one more time.
I think it's the exact opposite. I think it's disgusting when you first start, and then after a while, it's kind of cute because you know each other.
They do that scene. Did you ever see that movie, Love and Sex, with John Favreau?
Here we go. A fucking Jansen. Movie reference that nobody knows, but fucking Joe, who was a fucking adopted and grew up alone in front of a TV, knows everything. No, Joe, we haven't. Go ahead.
It's your boy Favreau. I thought maybe you
I
saw
love
it.
Favreau.
It's,
I love him.
It's a good
I met
movie.
Him one time. I thought it was Jim Norton. and I let him. I took all of Jim's compliments.
Yeah, good.
I was in Aspen. He's like, oh, I love you. I love you on Tough Crowd. I see you on Tough Crowd. I'm like, I was on it once. Jim was on a regular basis.
Well, they do a scene in the movie where she farts, and you know, and it's after they're dating, and it's this moment where he's like, "We had our first fart, so cute." You know, it's like that moment in a relationship, I guess, where you cross that I've never reached in a relationship. Apparently, intimacy happens at some point.
Well, this is the funny thing: is me and you have been there. We've been intimate. We've reached. Well, you've had relationships. I mean, you're yeah. pretty much a relationship guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the longest is 3.5 years.
3.5 years.
Yeah.
It's sturdy.
Did you ever cheat on her?
Yes.
How many times?
With the girl with the shredded wheat diarrhea. That's who I cheated on her with.
Oh, you cheated on her with a chick who shit her pants in the toilet?
Yeah. Oh, and how, when you saw that diarrhea, you must have been like,
I'm like,
I
great,
love
I don't have
girl.
To cheat anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, it just brought you right home.
Right home. Baby, I miss you so much.
Yeah. Have you ever, let me ask you a question. Uh-oh. Have you ever had anything in your asshole?
And he put, no, but my girlfriend now is convinced. It's actually really disturbing because she wants to put a butt plug in my ass.
A butt plug?
A butt plug, which looks like a little fucking mini spear or something like that you put in your ass.
It's called the little baby dick. I don't think if it's plugging anything up.
But it's got
it's
a little,
called a butt plug, though.
Is it called a
Do
butt plug?
Do you know what that is, really?
I know what butt beads. I know a fucking a dildo, a vibrator, but I don't know. Why would you have a why would it plug it? Why would you want to plug it? I mean, you can't get it out.
It's
You're
like having
a fucking crowbar.
No, it's got a flat. It's got a little. It's got
like a Snapple cap,
bottom,
it looks
yeah.
like, and you kind of, you know,
so you just
pull it up. You put it in. It looks like this.
Why would you want that?
I don't know. I guess
is like a dick.
It's like a mini little baby dick. Yeah,
like a baby dick.
And you put it up there, and apparently it's.
And what does it do? Just plug your dick, your asshole.
I guess the prostate it stimulates that, right?
Oh, you well the male to note the lingam. Which we talked. You know what the lingam is? Well, there you
it's
go,
fancy
Joe.
For
what
dick.
Is that?
Yeah, I don't know what fucking the VD thing is, but you don't know what lingam is.
What the fuck is lingam?
Lingam. It's
I'm not,
tantric. If you're listening to this podcast, if you listen, you got to Google lingam massage. Oh God, do I want one of those?
What is it? A hiney massage?
It's tantric. It's a tantric massage, and tantric is like some what is it? Indian or like Kama Sutra or some type of weird
some
shit.
That type of.
It's like you can get it on, you know, you can get it on back page or, you know, used to be getting on Craigslist. You type in tantric and you go, and it's usually white women, which is a plus because, you know, you can't, those are hard to find. Get a nice massage from a white woman. And it's, they massage you in a certain way. You're on your back and they rub you and they rub your nipples. And
sure.
Then they occasionally rub your lingam. Which is the dick, right?
Yeah, the dick.
And they just stroke it and rub it, and they bring you to. And they don't. It's not like you know, just they jerk you off. It's this really erotic, long, drawn out sexual massage to bring a man. They can teach you males to have more than one orgasm, mm-hmm. To prolong an orgasm for a really long time. And the male G spot, they work on that, which is in your asshole,
yes,
your prostate. So they do a massage on that to actually make you have a different type of orgasm. And the lingam massage is on my bucket list.
I like a finger in the gooch, dude. I take that all the time.
One, two? Where's the limit of fingers?
One. Barely.
Do they get the hook? The little prostate hook?
Nah, they can't. It can never go all the way in.
That's why you got to go to a fucking professional tantric. They go in and they know where your prostate is.
My girlfriend always talks about my asshole. She goes, oh, your asshole is so inviting. It's like a black hole. I feel like it just wants to be.
Are you dating Norton?
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, shut up about my fucking asshole. Like, I don't want to hear about, I don't want a visual of my own asshole.
Why?
Black hole?
What's wrong with you?
She's like, oh, it's so inviting. It's just like puckering. I'm like, shut up. No more talk about my asshole.
Dude, you know what you need to do to fucking step up your game?
What?
in life and on this podcast, I need you. You need to go and get on all fours and let your girl go in there.
With a strap on?
Not a strap on. Settle down, fag. Jesus, Joe. He just takes it too far.
Well, strap on.
I'm just saying,
yeah,
she needs to go in there with her tongue.
Oh, I've had my... Yeah, of course.
Out, let her eat it out and then stick a little finger in there, a little index finger. Rope it around. She's done it. She's done that.
But when she starts describing the texture and quality of my butthole,
that's great.
Like, please.
I turned around and told the girl, eat that pussy.
Eat that back pussy.
Eat that pussy. Eat that. Look that clit.
Jesus Christ.
That little hemorrhoid that's fucking in the shape of a clit.
I saw two gay guys on bikes the other night riding down the street.
Sounds like a sitcom on fucking NBC.
They weren't next to each other. One was riding behind the other one.
Right.
Of course.
On a two-seat bike.
Yeah, they kept... They were just yelling ass pussy back and forth to each other. I think they were quoting... I think they were doing Borat, but it was just fucking hilarious. They were being funny, and I was like, I love that those two guys are doing that right now. That's just great. To make everybody look.
And if we did it, we'd be arrested, and this podcast would be over, and our careers would be dead.
You can't yell ass pussy? Is that a crime?
I don't know. I mean,
can't say anything anymore.
No, Tracy Morgan is in trouble now for saying retard. Joe Coy got fucking fired off of Chelsea Lately for fucking making his gay comments.
It's like, that makes you say he got fired from the thing that made him popular, and part of the reason that it made him popular was because Chelsea constantly makes fun of him and
you're
says he's
about Joe
gay.
Coy.
Yeah, Joe Coy. On the show, it's like, this is part of... I don't know what he said. I mean, if he said...
I'll tell you what he said.
What did he say?
He was in Chicago, and I guess his zipper was partly down, and some guy in the... And you know, Joe's the most unintimidating, unaggressive guy.
Right.
And some guy goes, I saw it. And he goes, what are you, a fucking faggot? Boom.
And he got fired for that?
Well, then they linked it back to a bit he had about catching his... If he caught his son fucking a girl, he'd be like, hey, that's awesome. And he caught his daughter fucking, he'd like stab the guy.
He said he'd stab the guy?
If he got his daughter fucking someone, he'd stab the guy. And then he made a joke about how if he came home and his son was fucking a girl, but then another guy popped up, he'd stab that guy. So that guy linked back to Tracy Morgan's comment about stabbing a gay child. And boom.
That soundbite would have been good if you shut the fuck up.
Jesus, sorry.
Or I didn't play it during you talking.
Well, yeah,
you're like a machine. You just keep going.
I think that was your fuck up.
That was my fault.
I said what in the butt. You're also introducing sound effects.
You want to do to my butt?
Which I've never seen this before.
It's convertible boy.
All right.
What's the most
you... Joe just... Perfect. Up, down, up, down. You're right with it, Joe. Fucking Dawes.
Damn it. What's the most you've had in your butt, Kelly?
Jesus. I don't know. There was a package I got in the mail once. I put this Yeti microphone in. I sat on that. The most I had in my butt... All right, I'll be honest. I had a girl back in the day wanted to fuck me in the ass with a strap on, but the breaking point, the deal breaker, as they'd call it, is that she wanted me to buy it. And I was like, you buy it. And it was like, I'm not buying it. And she didn't have enough money to buy it. I had the money, and I would have gave her the money, but she didn't want to buy it. And then I was like, I'm not buying it. So if she had got it, I probably would have let her fucking try it. Then I had a finger in my ass. I had two fingers in my ass once. That hurt. That was awful. One finger hurts. And then what I really like, what I used to be into, because I really was into ass play in my younger days. Now that my ass isn't what it used to be, and I'm married, I don't want my wife being a dirty pig.
Right.
I used to have girls just eat my ass and jerk me off and suck it and then rub the knuckle around it. Like rubber knuckle. I had a one girl that would rub rubber knuckle around it.
And, I haven't had a girl to get to do that yet.
Oh, it's great.
I haven't gotten a girl to do that. Have you tried? Have you been like, hey, can you do the knuckle on my taint?
No. The ass eating.
Oh, that's
you have to. Well, you have to. This is how you do it. Okay, I've perfected the technique. You have to have her suck your dick, lie on your stomach, suck your dick. And then when she go, then you go down, he lick my balls. And then she'll go down and lick your balls. And then when she goes down and on the taint, you go, yeah, oh my God. You start quivering. You have to quiver like, yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like,
yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, oh my God. And then she'll do it again. And then when she goes down, then you just go lower. And then she'll go a little lower. And you go, oh my God. Eat that ass. And you have to go, eat that ass. And then they just go, fuck him. And then they just start eating it. And you're like, oh my God, I've never. And then that's usually, where, that's where I come. I'm done right there.
That's where I stop. I stop right at eat my ass.
And you actually have to pull your legs up over your head.
What?
Yeah, you have to pull your legs. You have to pick your legs up.
Pay so much money to see you naked pulling your legs up over your head.
How much? I'll do it right now. 60. 60 bucks.
I literally no cash on me.
All right, well, fuck you.
But I would do it. I would give you money for that. It would make me laugh so hard.
Fucking 60 bucks.
But you got to be butt naked.
Dude, I'll fucking take it all off.
Oh my God.
Wife will wait till she's just about to walk in.
Oh, Jesus, would that make me fucking laugh?
It wouldn't make you laugh. I guarantee it'd give you fucking haunted memories. Never be able to eat fucking fried squid again. You'd be able to eat the rings, not the other ones. Not the tentacles.
Wait, I just thought of another thing we did in college. It used to make us really laugh. When we lived in the dorms, when me and my friend Jim would set this up, everybody, all the guys in the wing would be hanging out in his room.
Right.
Drinking and shit. And we'd set this up. He was the only one that was going to do it. I'd go in the other room. I'd go back to my room. I'd take all my fucking clothes off. And I'd knock on the door. And Jim would go, come in. And I would come in naked, fucking dancing. And Jim would go, hey, everybody, it's Joe and his cock. They showed up. Come on in. Right? And everybody, we would fucking laugh. And this fucking huge dude, German, not from Germany, but a German kid.
Yeah.
Named Steve. He was a fucking monster of a guy. Real fucking, you know, backwoods Pennsylvania guy. First time we did it, dude, he got furious. He was like, what the fuck are you guys into in here? Get the fuck out of here, fucking weirdos, right? And he leaves. I swear to God, by the end of the semester, Steve would be like, when's Joe and his cock showing up? He turned over so fucking hard on it.
Why wouldn't you? Joe and his cock, dude. Can we do that? I want to see that.
I'll do it.
Next party we have at your house, you have to go out like you're emptying trash and then knock on the door. And I'm just going to go, hey, everybody, Joe and his cock showed up.
We used to do that. And then we had a cowboy hat. I would go in the other room when everybody was hanging out. I'd take off all my clothes. I'd put the cowboy hat on. And I'd come in and I'd go, I'd act like I was jerking off naked. Yeah. And I'd go, I'm the masturbating cowboy. I'm the masturbating cowboy. And then I'd go, and my asshole's brown. And I'd bend over and spread my cheeks.
There you go. And Bill, what did you do?
Jesus Christ. Studied physics.
I know how rockets work. I know it makes an ocean wave.
We're so dumb we couldn't even think of something to slam them about aerophysics. I couldn't think of anything. Neither could you.
Nothing.
I have no point of reference.
I was working on this draga coefficient once in friction, and I don't have stories like that back in college. I didn't get laid in college that much. I honestly didn't get laid at all. I was an actor. I was a dancer.
Jesus.
So you know, I was poor.
Joe,
everyone was rich.
Hold on a
second. This is Joe.
Yeah. Don't you brush over dancer like we didn't hear it. What kind of dancer were you, Bill?
A 2-hour podcast now.
Bill, what kind of dancer were you?
Well, I was a professional breakdancer when I was in high school.
No. Wait a minute. Stop. No, that was a fucking hobby side thing.
Well, I made money.
Fuck, what kind of dance did you take?
I was in a hip-hop dance company.
What kind of dance?
Okay, modern and jazz, too.
Hold on.
There you go. Modern and jazz. It started modern and jazz. He had those. You had tights, didn't you? You had one of those sweatshirts where you cut the sleeve off and it was a half cut. No. And you wore a wife beater underneath and you rolled your sweatpants up at the elastic.
Only in class.
Dude. Look, he said dancer. I was expecting, like, leotard dancer.
Right.
When he said break dancer, it got worse to me. Oh, that
really?
Was worse.
I actually have respect.
Why was that worse?
Because I pictured you dressed up like the girl in Breakin' with that fucking
I had a name
woven
too.
Headband on and fucking
my name
leg
was,
warmer.
My name was
he had two little black lines under his like adamant.
Wait, so what was your break dancing name?
Kid Flex.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Kid Flex.
I was in a crew called Shake and Break.
Oh my
god. That was
god.
My crew. I had Fat Laces, Parachute Pants.
Holy
we had a,
shit.
We had a team.
Please do a move for us right now, please.
I'm so fucking old now.
I don't
dude.
Care.
I can't do a move in my apartment. I have a one bedroom in New
I'll
York.
Step on a dog.
Just do a robot or something. Just please do I mean, something. I, stand up and do something, please.
I could. You know, do all that.
Hey, you can
shit.
Fucking do it.
I want to punch him.
That was real, though.
Listen, don't ever do that again.
It looked real, though. It looked like you really knew how to do it.
Yeah, did you have your own piece of cardboard?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Basement. We'd get Shakey's Pizza and dance on the cart, work on our windmills and head spins.
Holy
oh,
shit.
The only thing that sucks about this story is that you didn't snap your neck doing a windmill. Trying to.
Would everybody go, go, white boy, go, white boy, go, when it was your turn?
I was a shit, man.
Really? Did you have high tops and you tucked in your pants to your sock?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have to.
You have to. You have to do that.
What shirt would you
went
wear?
Went to the open of Electric Boogaloo.
Really? Did you wear a bandana around your neck and
no.
your thigh?
I wasn't that bad.
You had a bandana on your thigh. You did that.
I don't know. I wasn't that cool did. Either.
Breaking is like, breaking, you know, for nostalgia. When I was a kid, I loved it. But it's like, they could not have made the hip-hop community look gayer than
That's
they did
true.
In breaking. And before anybody wants to take my money away or whatever, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being gay. I'm just saying, if I saw just that movie and I didn't know anything about hip-hop, I'd be like, so this is a subculture of the gay community?
Yeah, exactly.
I would have no fucking idea what the whole thing was about.
Well, you know, I have to admit that back in the day, I had parachute pants.
Yeah.
I used to wear the Def Leppard cut off sleeves British flag shirt with a bandana around my thigh and around my neck. Once in a while, I'd tie one around my neck. But I came in right when it was phasing out because I didn't have enough money to buy parachute pants when they were in. So I got like the last pair of Marshalls.
You didn't have the $15?
No, dude, I did. I was fucking poor. So I didn't get adopted into a fucking great white family. I had a shitty family. I had to get, there was only one, I remember my real dad took me on one of those dad fucking trips where I saw him once a month and he would buy me something. So I had him bring me to Marshalls and he bought me the last pair in the rack of parachute pants, but they didn't fit. But it was the only pair, and he was going to buy them. I knew my mom wouldn't buy them, so he's like, "Do you want to wait till next?" And I was like, "No, I'll get these. These are good. They're supposed to be tight." And I wore them to fucking school, and I'm coming out at the end of the day, and I'm walking out, and I remember I jumped off the step, and they just and ripped right up my asshole, right down the middle of the side of the inseam of the leg, and they were just ruined, and everybody laughed.
Jesus Christ, that's fucking funny, man.
Yeah, it was bad.
I was a little too young for the breakdancing.
Yeah.
To dress that way, I mean. Right. Like, I was a little too young. I got, when I was finally able to have any input into my wardrobe, it was like the Raiders jacket era of rap music. So I had a Raiders jacket. It used to get trashed because I literally couldn't name one player. I just had it because Eazy-E had it. I thought that was cool.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was in when roller skating was in. I would go to nightclubs where roller skating. Like, they would have these, you know, now they have nightclubs that people go to and, you know, dance and fucking get shit-faced. Back when I was growing up, for a minute there, it was roller skating nightclubs. So you'd go in. You get a pair of roller skates and you'd roller skate around in a nightclub. And I was young. I had to get, you know, I had to sneak in and shit. But I remember I dated this hot broad, blonde, and she was a professional roller skater.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, "Yeah, come with me. I'm going tonight. There's this thing," and it was in the fucking ghetto. And I went with her, and she was this hot blonde, but all her friends were like, you know, really ghetto black roller skater guys. And I was just so scared. I was just like sitting there. I didn't know how to roller skate good. And they were backwards and fucking flips and twists. And she was out there doing all her moves. And she had to take my hand and just roller skate straight, like in a circle around with me. And she was bummed out that, you know, I just sucked at it.
I'm terrible at that shit.
You know, the one thing I remember about this girl, the cleanest mouth ever. She brushed her teeth like 70 times a day. Every time I kissed this broad, Her mouth tastes like fucking toothpaste. I never tasted a girl's mouth like that ever again. Unfucking believable mouth of glory. Oh,
that's terrible. Like the first time you kiss a girl and it doesn't taste right. You're like, worst. Oh man, yeah. This is, I can't do this. This is what it tastes like.
She just had a street hot dog.
Oh God.
You know what I mean? It's like
one of those water dogs.
Yeah. It's like grainy.
Oh, that's the worst.
Like fucking old dough.
That's
worse when you pined after a girl for long and you finally get them and there's just something that just ugh. I remember I was fucking this girl one time. I was obsessed with her for a year and I finally got in her bed and I'm doing my A game, I'm doing the pinball flipper, I'm doing every move I got, and all of a sudden she goes, I'm on Prozac so I don't really feel anything. After
Jesus
a year
Christ.
Of pining,
really?
What do you do in that moment?
And you're Jesus like, Christ!
You, you finish.
Corpse. Fucking put her face in a pillow.
Yeah, and you're dealing with a psycho that'll even tell you that. Like,
yeah.
Like any person with character would have the ability to fake it.
Yeah, like, she's on Prozac, Joe. She's not going to fake it.
Fake through it. You don't lay there and go, I'm on Prozac, I don't feel anything. Just try.
If you're on Prozac, you do. She's fucking a lunatic.
Or maybe
she's lying
that's
there.
My point.
She's lying there with her. She hasn't blinked in 10
minutes. Or maybe
minutes.
She just hates I was just terrible, and she just wanted to make me feel better about being terrible.
You got a big piece, Bill?
I don't want your
I bet
your
you
list.
He does, dude. He looks like he's got a high
I got
one.
I got a six and a half or sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah, I got about a six.
Yeah?
Six, seven.
No, you don't get a seven. I've seen it. There's no way.
You never saw it hard.
Well, I can judge. I can estimate.
Well, I got a picture. I got a picture. You want to see it?
Yeah.
We'll have a little Anthony Weiner moment.
Yeah, let's see your cock.
Well, the problem is I don't have any hard pictures.
Let's just see your cock.
Just calm down, guys.
Let's pull out that fucking clear dick.
Clear.
Is there freckles on it?
I got a bad shower, man. I
got
to say.
I got Joe's right here. You want to see Joe's?
It looks terrible.
What? You don't have Joe's?
All right, there.
Yeah, I tweeted it to him.
No, you didn't tweet it to
him. Oh, no.
We FaceTimed.
Yeah.
And he put his cock like a 9-year-old on his dick on the FaceTime, and I screen captured it real quick.
Okay, I did this. I sent this to my girl when I was backstage. Do you really want to see it?
Yes, we want to see your dick. Wow. Whoa. Dude, let me hold that phone for a second. Holy shit.
Really?
Joe.
Really? Let me see.
This guy's got a monster.
Let me
see. Wait, can we just show Joe's? We have to show yours
yeah.
first. We can't open with this. We have to show Joe's dick. My.
He's got the closer?
Let me tell you something. I have a fucking newfound respect for you, my friend. Wow, he's got the closer of all closers. Hang on, dude. Your
Jesus.
Fucking dick is amazing. Wow.
Jesus. This podcast is taking an unexpected turn.
Well, I can show you. I got a picture of my balls. That's about it.
Is that your nuts?
That looks
that's
like the
nuts.
Fucking Great Pumpkin from the Charlie Brown special.
Yeah, that's my balls. Yeah, they were awful.
They were smaller
I know.
Than I thought they'd be.
Well, no, that's you know, you can't really tell. It's on the iPhone. If that was a fucking, you know, if I showed you what it was,
all right,
you'd like it. Hang on, I'm trying to find Joe's cock.
It scares the shit out of me that you have this on your phone.
That's right. You should scare the shit out of you. You should just remember it.
And, I mean, just the king. He's just the king. Of back pocketing something to destroy you with later.
Got Why it. Would you send it to him?
I got it.
I didn't. He took it on. I forgot.
I took
it.
You
he took
see
it.
My face
FaceTime
on the
and
Facebook.
He snapped it.
That's Joe's dick. Okay, that's your dick.
Yeah,
that's
it's tiny. That's but I'll tell you,
but now,
it grows
now
to six,
there's
seven.
His dick.
It's there's no picture.
Oh shit! Open that up again. There's your dick right there. There's
but
Joe's
it's just
dick.
Fucking, it's just like you
just
know,
shut your face and open the picture. Let me see. There's your dick.
Oh, Jesus.
And there. And there's fucking Dawes'
Holy
dick.
Christ.
Wow. Wow.
That's flaccid?
That's flaccid? That's flaccid? Dude, you're...
Jesus Christ, Bill.
It's not that big.
Are you fucking nuts?
Bill, that's like 8 inches flaccid.
No.
No. Yeah. We're fucking looking right at your fucking ginger bush. Look at that fucking...
Holy Christ.
Look at this, and then look at that.
That's a different angle. I got
not a different angle.
Bill, own
that's
it.
Not how I... Look, that's not
like,
how it looks.
I don't like that he has more than one photo of his cock.
Looks the same to
that's
me in that
backstage.
One.
Dude, your dick is huge.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Look at that little fucking pud. Mine's the same, Joe. If you want to see Joe's dick, just you want to see
it's
my
it's about
dick?
How it grows. Not
if
how
you
shows.
Want to see my dick, all you have to do is look at Joe's dick.
Yeah,
same
cousins,
dick.
Identical cousins.
You got a big piece, dude. That's a big piece. And your humble bullshit is annoying me.
It is.
No, it's not that big though. I'm telling you, it's I get comments, but it's not that big.
Dude, I get no comments. I've never got, I got, yeah, it's nice.
That's a comment.
No, that's a fucking comment. No, that's
I've not never, what I want, what I've always wanted in my life, because I went to all black schools.
Okay, what do you want?
I want a girl to be like, I'm not putting that in me.
How about a guy? I'm not putting that in me. I wouldn't even put that in my mouth. I wouldn't hold it in my hands, all fucking nine of them.
Dude, I remember one time I had a crush on this girl, right? And I thought I was like right there. Like we had hung out a couple times. It was years ago, so I was much more scared. I couldn't make moves. I was bad at it. And we were hanging out a bunch of times, and I was like, I felt like this is going to happen. I had such a fucking crush on this girl. I thought, like, she's the one. I'm going to date her. She starts seeing this other guy, and I was talking to her, and they weren't going out yet, and I was trying to, like, sort of one-up the guy, you know, and try to get her to start trashing him.
Right,
and yeah. I swear to God, she just, first thing out of her mouth, I go, how's it going with the, well, what's his face, you know, whatever. And she goes, oh, my God, he's got the biggest dick I've ever had in my life. I have to tell him to stop when we're having sex because I need a break because it hurts.
Yeah.
And I was literally just sitting there like a kid. Somebody like stole my ice cream. I was just like, it was devastating, dude.
Hey, you've
it
never
was
had
devastating.
That.
You, no, yeah, you're like, but you have potentially that dick is why I'm telling you this.
Yeah, you got a big
story.
Dick.
You have to know what it does to a man like me.
Dawes, you got a big cock. Just
no, I've had girls say like, oh my God, like I love your dick. My last boyfriend's dick was too big. I've heard that. I've got that before.
Who are they dating? A fucking gorilla?
No.
Dude, your dick is huge.
No,
man.
No. It's not even 8 inches.
Shut the fuck up. Why would you fight?
Yeah, why are you fighting
why
it?
Why are you fighting it?
Because if my girlfriend's listening to this, she'll be like, she's gonna call back. It's not that big.
That's why the fucking audience hates you. Loosen up.
You're fighting this like you're gonna get kicked out of the union.
No, because I feel like I'm lying.
You know
if I say
who Bill's
it's huge.
Going? Know the demographic on this podcast? He's going after the girls. He's really you know the girls. Whatever girls listen to this, like I know that's so nice. He's got a big dick and he's being humble.
You
he doesn't want to fuck.
No, I want to have a fucking. I want to have a huge dick, and
you
I don't have a
do
huge.
Do have a huge dick.
I don't have. I look at porn. I'm like, I don't have a porn dick.
Two men telling you right now.
Yeah, but this is.
I watch a lot of porn.
There's a little fluffing going on to make that of make course, it hang
dude,
that way.
So it wasn't Joe's. He fluffed it for me.
I was sitting like this.
Shut up! It was a joke. I'm relaxed. Fucking small dick cocksucker. So all right, listen. Anyways, we got to move on a little bit. We're gonna talk real quick because this podcast flew by. I'm sure it's gonna go fucking flying off the rails once I bring up this stuff. But two things we're gonna talk about. Number one, we always talk about a little tech stuff at the end, right, Joey?
Yes.
So I got a definite thing we're gonna talk about. We're gonna talk about it this week, and we're also gonna talk about it next time we do the podcast too. Because they were so generous to me. I really want to plug these guys. And number two, UFC's coming up this weekend. Joe, you can fucking smoke a cigarette right now because we're talking about sports.
Yep. Putting the mic down
because Joe fucking Christ. Do you even know what UFC is?
Yeah, I know what it
stands for. What is it? What does it stand for?
Ultimate Fighting Championship.
What does MMA stand for?
Mixed Martial Arts.
Oh, okay.
I know what it is. I saw Red Belt.
Of course, it had to be a mammoth film.
Oh, well, yeah, but I know what it is.
All right.
I just don't watch it. That's all. I respect those guys tremendously. I've been on fucking ONA with the guy that was married to Jenna Jameson. And,
oh, Tito Ortiz. Yeah. Tito Ortiz this weekend.
Again, who had a fucking cock pick out.
Yeah.
He had a this is weird. Took pictures of almost the same exact cock pick as you. And almost the same size cock. You have the same size dick as Tito. You both got a big piece. But this is the funny part, is that he says he went into a Starbucks, put his phone down on a table, came back, the phone was somewhere else, and somebody tweeted that out.
I don't believe that for
a second.
You
can't believe that. Yeah, that's just fucking
because it's like if you beat your girlfriend, it seems like the go-to move is to release a cock pic. Chris Brown did it. Have you seen Chris Brown's?
He's got a big piece?
Yes. Now you know what he beat Rihanna with. It's fucking enormous.
Who was the guy that banged?
Can we just stop on that joke?
Yep.
And just acknowledge it?
I tried to save it by just moving.
Wasn't that bad.
Well, we just start. Let's just let no, because yep. No, it wasn't that bad. We're just letting the people at home laugh. They're not done laughing.
Have a moment.
You cocksucker.
who was the guy that banged Kardashian? What rap?
Ray J.
He had a nice fucking joint on him.
Yeah.
You know. which you need to bet. She's the hottest girl that's ever lived.
Yeah, she's ridiculous.
Literally the hottest girl that I think that has ever lived. Yeah. Like, I've never.
And she had she just got an X-ray of her ass to prove that she didn't have implants.
Dude,
so that's a real ass.
That video, her.
I never saw it.
Her, I mean, it's I can't really whack to stuff like that. It's too, I don't know. There's something about it. It just doesn't. As hot as I think she is, that video doesn't turn me on. I can't explain why. It just doesn't.
Maybe
there's a lot of music playing through it and stuff. It's kind of annoying, but she gives a mean BJ. Dude, her she is the most perfect vagina.
It's like that close?
An asshole. And she's perfect. She's the hottest girl I've ever fucking seen.
Who? Yeah. Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
Really?
Oh, my God, dude.
There's nothing for me. Nothing for me.
All
You're
natural,
Arab.
Dude.
You're
I mean,
Arab.
She's fucking outrageous,
that's
dude.
That's your people.
Yeah.
That does
that
nothing
body
for
naturally
me.
Is. She doesn't have implants,
yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah, but. It does nothing for me, though. She does absolutely fucking nothing for me. You know, fucking. Oh, I'm crazy about right now on Twitter, too. It's at @XXXBBJones. If you don't follow her, you're not a man. Because she posts every day nude pics of herself, but not just
You can
her.
Do that on Twitter?
Huh?
You can do that on Twitter?
Well, she posts it up on a site that actually, you know, you can put them up on @XXXBBJones. She is smoking.
All right.
And she shows pictures of her pussy and fingers in her pussy and...
All right.
Oh, God.
Here's something that might make you... You know Rachel Starr, the porn star?
No.
I had a night with her, and...
Oh, yeah, we called her.
Couldn't get it up, man.
See,
couldn't fucking do it.
Yeah.
Didn't we call her from the bar?
Yeah, we did.
And I was trashing on her voicemail?
Yeah, you were.
Oh, that was funny.
I think you go with a porn star, you can't fuck. You have to just go, you know, you gotta go off on some fucking other route. You gotta eat her pussy, eat her asshole, fuck her asshole... You know, you could do all the other shit but fuck. Because you try to fuck a porn star, I would imagine that you would just, and the whole time, just like, ugh, I can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd ever be able to get out of that headspace.
Yeah,
I couldn't.
I'd let her eat my ass. I'd let her suck my dick. I'd fuck her on the glass of the hotel so other people could see. You know, I'd do weird, fucked up shit. I'd be creative with that. But anyways, back to UFC, even though you guys ripped it back to guys' cocks for some reason. But no, it was Tito Ortiz had his picture shown. But he fought it, too. He was embarrassed by it. It's like, why would you be embarrassed about a huge dick pic? If they showed my real dick, I would be embarrassed. If they showed your dick, I would be like, yeah, it's my cock. Fucking deal with it. Deal with it. Mm-hmm. Anyways, the UFC fight card this week, the main event is Dominic Cruz and Uriah Faber at 135. Which is, I liked it better when it was at WEC.
Yeah, me too.
I loved when they were fighting there because they were the top guys.
Yeah.
But now that they're in, you know, Uriah Faber's good, but, you know, he was, I don't know, he did some, back in the day, he's just spinning back, you never knew what he was going to do. And, you know, the last couple of fights was all right. You know, it was all right.
I feel like now that it's UFC, it's a little bit toned down for some reason. Like, they used to jump off the cage and do flying kicks off the cage and crazy. It was a smaller cage too in WEC, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I mean, it's. I still like Uriah Faber. He's got a bum chin that actually looks like somebody's asshole. I mean, honestly, God, look at this fucking bum chin, dude. Look at this bum chin. Look at that thing. That's crazy. And Cruz is the man. So it's going to be a good event. And now I believe all main events and co-main events are 5 rounds, even if they're championship or not.
That's cool.
I believe that takes place. The co-main event is actually a great fight. Is Vanderlei the Axe Murderer Silva against Chris Liebman, which is going to be a fucking
brawl. Just two
brawl.
People brawling.
Oh, it's going to be a fucking brawl. I can't wait for that fight. And Anderson, he went down from heavyweight to 185. He went down from heavyweight, light heavyweight. Now he's at 185.
Yeah.
This is going to be nuts.
Yeah. How old is he? Is he like past his...
No, he's not fucking... I mean, he's not... I don't know if he's going to be a champion again. He was a champion of Pride. He, you know, I don't know if he's going to be champion again, but his fights are still fucking rock and roll. I mean, you can knock him out. You can definitely... He's been knocked the fuck out, but... He still goes for it in every fight. And Liebman is the same way.
Yeah.
Chris is a fucking monster. And he actually got his shit together in the last couple of years. The next fight after that is Tito Ortiz and Ryan Bader, which I think that...
It's going to be boring.
Well, no, I don't think it's going to be boring. I think Ryan Bader is an exciting fighter. I think he's going to really put it to Tito Ortiz.
You don't think he's going to wrestle him?
Ryan Bader is a new, young, hot guy who's got something to prove because he just lost.
Who did he lose to again?
Jones, I believe, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't
yeah.
it Bones Jones? Kicked his fucking ass.
Yeah.
So he's got something to prove. So he's going to have to come out and knock Tito the fuck out. But Tito has to win because
yeah.
if he doesn't...
Well, he's out.
He's not out. They're retiring him. Yeah. So, which is kind of cool. There's other fights on here. I don't want to get into it. There's a lot of guys from Melvin Gallar's fighting, who I like, who's actually making a, you know, getting his shit together too. George Stavropoulos. A lot of guys from The Ultimate Fighter are fighting this weekend. So the undercards are always fucking great, but I don't really give my picks on those. But the three fights that we are talking about, I think Tito and Bader is going to be good, but I pick Bader for that
one.
Yeah,
me too.
I think Vandalay Silva and Chris Liebman is going to be a great fight. I'm picking Vandalay.
Yeah. I get the feeling at some level these guys are just reaching for the paycheck. You know what I mean?
No.
Tito Ortiz, you think at this point he really cares about fighting? He's just like, how much money am I getting paid? All right, I'll do it.
When you're not going to get paid that money again if you don't win, I think you do.
Yeah, that's true. They have good incentives for UFC.
I think they do. And I'm actually going to pick Uriah Faber to win this one. I want him to win.
Why do you want Uriah Faber to win?
I think he's cool. I like him as a champion. I think he's a good fighter. He's a great fighter. And he's interesting. He doesn't just do one thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know what the fuck he's going to do. And he does weird shit, you know?
Yeah,
I mean?
I know. Yeah, he tries to put on a show.
Well, that's what
cool.
caught him out there is he does... That's what Chris... Was it Chris Brown?
Matt Brown? No.
I forget. It's Brown. That's his last name. You got me all fucked up with what's his name's cock. But right. knocked him out with Joe's back.
Just listening.
Who do you think is going to win, Joe? Pick your picks. We got Uriah Faber and Dominic Cruz.
I'm going to go with Tito Puente and Dominique Odessa.
Come on, Joe. Pick one.
I don't know.
Vandalay Silva or... Chris Liebman.
Silva's got to win with that name.
Yeah.
That's a great fighter's
and that
name.
Face.
Tito Ortiz or Ryan Bader?
I'm going to go with Tito Ortiz since I met him, and just in case he remembers who I am,
right?
I'm just going to pick him to be safe.
Just to be safe. Dominic Cruz and Uriah Faber.
You got to go with the name, Uriah Faber.
Yeah. You got to go with the California kid?
California kid.
Yeah, but that name is like, he sounds like he grew up in a third world village somewhere with I fight for to bring electricity to my village. Yeah.
He actually fought like 10 guys.
What?
When he was in, I think it was the Philippines or fucking Taiwan. I was over in one of those fucking Asian countries.
That name sounds like he would pull the Batman Begins and get arrested just
California.
To fight guys in jail.
Yeah.
He's a typical California
guy. He's a beach
kid. He's a beach bum.
It's a great name.
And he was over there, I forget where it was. He was fighting. He was in a bar and these kids fucked with him. And they like 10 guys wound up, he fought 10 guys.
Really?
Yeah, he had a run, and they were chasing him, and then they caught him, and then they ran again. He's fighting these dudes and kicking their ass, and then they were kicking his ass, and somebody finally saved him and brought him in this fucking store or some shit, and they were going to kill him. They were going to fucking kill him. I forget where it was. It was fucking Bangkok or Taiwan, I don't know, fucking Philippines, somewhere where he just fucking did something to somebody, and... Well, these kids just didn't
like
him.
This is before he was a professional fighter.
No, he was a fighter. Okay. He was a fighter. He was on vacation or some shit. It's actually a story on the internet. I actually read it. I forgot it, but it was a good story. Now we're getting to the tech part of the show.
Yes.
I contacted this company. You know me, dude. If you look in my closet, I have probably 17 bags.
Yeah.
I'm a gadget guy. I travel with my iPad keyboard, my computer, my podcast shit, all this other fucking doohickeys, which I love saying. Go ahead, say it, Joe.
Doohickey.
Come on. Go ahead, say it.
Doohickey.
It's a good word.
It's a great word. Kidnapping. That's baby poo. What?
Shit.
Baby shit.
Kidnapping baby shit next to what this dude's doing. How's that for hygiene?
Joe is the fucking best. I fucking love it.
I'm trying to remember other lines from the
No, here you go, Joe. Here you go. I got this just for fucking you, Joe.
Look, brother. Dropping his baby shit alongside of what this dude is doing. almost killed 20 law officers, driving through people's backyards, knocking down mailboxes, got abroad in the car, took across the state line, got the man out. I don't think he's got a permission, and that's getting him. How's that behind this?
Wait for it.
What a...
What a... What a... And he points down like this. What a... We talk, my friend and I watched that scene over and over. Just talk about, like, if anybody out there, it's like, I talk old school comedy a lot with people. I love the old guys a lot. And I'll talk Gleason with people sometimes and they'll go, you know, he's, I'm not that. It's like, dude, you want to see fucking comic mastery? Watch that scene in Smoking the Bandit. He's eating a fucking Sloppy Joe sandwich and the way he works the sandwich into that fucking speed. Like, most guys would not be chewing during the speech. He's the way he's muscling the food around in his fucking mouth.
He's eating it, dude. He's, you know, he probably ate nine of those too. He's chewing that Diablo sandwich. I want a fucking Diablo sandwich.
Yeah, bro. So do I. And I think I figured out what it is, and I made it one night.
What?
I swear to God, I did. I went to the store. I got it looks like a Sloppy Joe sandwich, but I'm like, Diablo, so that must mean it's hot.
Right.
So I went to the store. I bought Sloppy Joe's shit, yeah. And then I got all these jalapenos, and I chopped them up and threw it in, and I was like, that's got to be what the fuck it is, dude, right? And I ate. I got Dr. Pepper with it. I swear to God. I swear to God.
Dude, we gotta Google Diablo sandwich. We have to find out exact ingredients. We have to make it one night. We have to get Dr. Pepper, and we have to sit in front, and we'll bring one of my dogs, and we'll sit and watch Smokey and the Bandit from front to back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you're fucking Bill Dawes, please come over as long as you have no pants on. So we can just admire your fucking huge cock.
What's he say when they go into the truck? He's like, duck.
What?
When they go into the truck and the fucking truck takes off the whole top of the car.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck? He goes, he says something like, duck, are you going to be wearing your hat on your ass?
I don't
or
know.
Or something like that.
There's one.
No way that you could come from my loins. Soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth.
Putting on a wedding, decorating the whole town to the cost of $40.
By the way, a lot of Diablo sandwiches on the Google.
Really?
A lot of recipes for Diablo sandwiches going on.
Listen, oh, wait, the bag. Sorry.
I said we were going to.
I did.
I said it was going to go back to cock, and it was going to wind up at food, because me and you talk about food fucking everywhere.
There's the ingredients for Diablo.
So, tech talk. We do a little tech thing, because I'm a fucking big tech guy. This bag, this company I contacted, and they were a fucking Nelly, who the girl who got back to me, nicest girl in the world, sent me one of their bags. Now, I travel all the time. You guys travel. You know what it's like to go through security with all your shit. You're going away for 4 days for the next month or so, and you want to have your shit on you. You want your computer on. You want your iPad. You don't want to put all your valuable shit in a carry-on so it gets stolen. But you want it to be, you know, manageable. You know, no. That's why I went through so many fucking bags. Some they don't fit all my shit, or they're fucking heavy, or the bag itself is heavy, or they're, you know, too fancy. This fucking company makes the best travel bag carry-on in the fucking world. It's the closest to perfect that I can get. It's called, the company is called BBP Bags. And why it's so good, this bag is actually, it can turn into a backpack. You can have it as a shoulder bag, and it has a handle. You can carry it as a briefcase. It's got the most pockets I've ever seen on any fucking bag. But you don't, they're hidden. They're not, like, it doesn't look like a million fucking pockets like some of the backpacks do. It's like, what the fuck is that? These pockets are, you know, inside of it, and the whole thing is waterproof. One of the best parts of the bag, the computer, and you know when you're going through, you know, the TSA, you got to bring out your laptop and your iPad now, and you got it in two different compartments. Other shit's in it. You pull your fucking cords out, and it's a pain in the ass. This actually has a back pocket that you put your laptop in and your iPad, and it zips up in the back. It's the only thing that goes in there. So the rest of the bag is for whatever else you want. It's not your computer too, in the same part. And it's a waterproof, so you can be out in the fucking rain. And you know, if you're stuck, which I was last week with my Jordan bag, which is a really expensive bag, and it was getting soaking wet, and I had to fucking use an umbrella. It just sucked. The whole thing's waterproof. You can make it like a backpack. You can put it over your shoulder. It's the most versatile, insane fucking bag ever. So if you travel, if you're a gadget douche, if you have a computer, if you're a businessman, whatever it is, if you don't want to look like a douche with one of those wheelie bags, those fucking, you know, whatever, right, those they ugh, like the flight attendants and the pilots have
a stripper bag.
Yeah,
Well,
you want to carry this stuff, and it actually has the strap too that you can unzip. It has an extra pocket in the back, but you can unzip the bottom of that so you can slide it on the handle of your carry of your check-in wheelie bag, so you don't have to carry it. If it's, you know, you can just slide it on there. This bag is the most versatile bag ever. It's the BBP bags. Just Google it. You can go to the website, and it's the one, the backpack thing, why it's great, it doesn't rest on your back. So it rests on your bum. It hangs down a little further. So it's not fucking, I actually had a back spasm a few months ago because I had this backpack on my back. I had a hunched over and I'm walking through the airport like fucking
Quasimodo.
Thank you. You add to the podcast. You're intelligent. Shit. But Quasimodo, it sucked. I looked like a fucking idiot. And this bag is unbelievable. It's laptop choice, editor's choice. It's the ultimate bag. The reviews on it are insane. So if you're looking for a bag, and I'm going to be promoting this for the next couple of weeks because they were really nice to me and they sent me a couple stuff, go to go and Google BBP bags, and this is the hybrid messenger backpack is the one I got. The hybrid messenger backpack, unfucking believable bag. I'm testing it this week when I go out to I'm going to be in Ottawa this week at the Just for Laughs Jazz Fest. I'm going to be out there. So if you're in Canada, in Ottawa, I'll be going out there again. Joe DeRosa at JoeDeRosaComedy.com. JoeDeRosaComedy.com is your website. At Joe DeRosa Comedy on Twitter,
right,
is your deal. Bill, what's yours?
BillDawes.com and just at BillDawes on Twitter.
Yeah, come on, man. Bill, you did a good job. I like you on the podcast.
I love him.
As long as Joe's here. But
I love him.
I love you and your huge dick. And me, you can actually, you know, it's at Robert Kelly. And make sure if you to spread the word about the podcast, tell all your friends to subscribe, check it out. And if you want to email me, you can email me now, Joe or me or anybody that's on the show. You can email Robert Kelly at gloryholeradio.com. That's the website for the show. I know it has my name, but that's the show. And if you got anything to say to us, I'll make sure I pass it on to these fucking turds so they can get it. And that's it. So gloryholeradio.com. Check out the other shows that are on there. Jim Florentine, all the other guys. And that's about it, Joe. Anything else? Where are you going to be this weekend?
I'm in town. I'm at the Broadway Comedy Club in CB's tonight. I'll be at New York Comedy Club in CB's tomorrow night, Saturday.
You know when I'm posting this podcast?
When?
2 weeks from now.
Oh, well, scratch that.
Scratch Ottawa.
Scratch that. Well, look, I'll be up at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival.
Me, you, and Billy Burr.
In Montreal the last week of July. And the weekend prior to that,
yeah,
I'll be at CB's Comedy Club down in the West Village. So.
Right. So listen, go to my website, robertkellylive.com, to get all my dates. I'm going to be, the next couple months, I'm fucking all over the place. Albany, Jersey. I'm in Montreal with Bill and DeRosa. We're doing a crazy show up there. The movie's going to be up there. I'm all over the place. And check out Bill Dawes' cock. I'm going to tweet that.
At the Laugh Factory in Hollywood.
Yeah, there you go. He's in LA now. And thanks for listening, you guys. Thanks for supporting. We're on number 31 on the fucking iTunes. We want to get to fucking at least 19.
We're going
to
get in.
Come on, Joe.
We're getting in. Thank you to the fans for that, man. That's
unfucking believable.
Awesome.
I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks again for listening to another episode of You Know What Dude podcast on gloryholeradio.com. And make sure to check out all the other shows on the Glory Hole Network. If you're using the Stitcher app, type in the word fart when you register. iTunes users, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. If you're a real fan of the show and you want to show your support, go to gloryholeradio.com/Robert Kelly and hit the donate button. $10 will get you a shout out on the air. $20 will get you my first CD, Robert Kelly Live, not available in stores. If you have any questions, email me at robertkelly@gloryholeradio.com.